Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Behold, the King will come, the Lord of the earth, and he himself will lift the yoke of our captivity. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One day as Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there, and the power of the Lord was with him for healing. And some men brought on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. They were trying to bring him in and send him in his presence, but not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on the stretcher through the tiles into the middle in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." Then the scribes and Pharisees began to ask themselves, "To this who speak blasphemies, but who God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them in reply, "What are you thinking in your heart? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or to say rise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He said to the one who was paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, pick up your stretcher and go home." He stood up immediately before them, picked up what he had been lying on, and went home, glorifying God. Then astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God. And struck with awe, they said, "We have seen incredible things today." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus, seeing the heart of man. When the people put the man down, and he said to the man, "Your sins are forgiven," he sees that this gentleman has very contrition. That's more important for the Lord. But the other people expecting more tangible things. So they say, "What about himself?" Then he said to the man, "Rise up." He told the people, "What's easier, the sins are forgiven or rise up?" Of course, practically, it's rise up. But before that, he told the man, "Your sins are forgiven." Then eventually, he asked him, "Get up." It's important that we have a free heart. Jesus see this man have a contrition heart. So there's no matter what people will think about it, he just confirmed to the man, "Your sins are forgiven." Then he told the man, "Rise up." Jesus the power to give health spiritually and physically. So it's important, no matter how, we thank the Lord, give us this grace that we can approach him through the sacrament of penance, through the sacrament of the Eucharist. We can share his life. Jesus, thank you for sharing your life with us. Give us the strength always say yes to the will of God the Father. That's what we expect to see in us. This trust. Jesus, we trust in you. Jesus, give us the light, the strength. Jesus, we believe in you.